understand things that we're connected to. But mostly, what are we praying for? But we're praying to ourselves, the God self, the higher God self, and the Christ consciousness coming into play with all of this. So when spirit comes in and mixes it with music, it's a whole nother ball game. It really is a whole nother ball game. So speaking of ball games, we have our shamanic drumming. I got the, look at this. I hope you could hear that. It's about to go down. The shamanic drumming is going down at 7:05. So until then, Z-Doodles. We need to sit back, relax, and really kick it. We need to kick it in here. So until then, let me play this song called The Crystal Image from the David Sanctius. And again, this is the ex-keyboard player for Bruce Springsteen, which is very, this is so interesting. So let's get into it. Thank you for joining me. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium here, live on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Thank you so much for joining in, tuning in, turning on, tapping in. You know all that good stuff on this beautiful Tuesday, on this heat wave we're having. Oh, it just wouldn't be right if I didn't play the song Heat Wave. Anyhoozle, I hope you're ready, because we're about to do our guided shamanic drumming. Ah, how exciting! Oh my god, it's so exciting. So let's get into it, get into it, get into it. Into it, into it. Let the sound of the sound bowl and the singing bowl harmonize and align our chakras. I am good. I am good. Spirit is bringing me the answers. I am harmonized with all that is in my highest potential. During the shamanic drumming, you may invite your spirit animal to come through. You see a spirit animal? What do you see? I just immediately saw a black bear. Ooh. What is your spirit animal? So take your spirit animal. Allow them to guide you to wherever you need to go. You may see images of your guides, your loved ones, ascended masters, anyone. Anything, but this journey is for you. You may ask a question. You may just receive the healing. You may not even see anything, but receive the sound healing. Just allow yourself to be. We're not forcing anything. We're not trying to control anything right here. We're just allowing to whatever needs to come through us, to us. Through us and as us. Got a splitter. Sorry. Let's do this. Welcome back, my lovelies. Oh my goodness, that was probably the most intense shamanic drumming journey I've ever experienced here live on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. That was truly, that was intense. That was crazy. I saw a lot of things. I was back King Arthur. I was Merlin. I was back. Excalibur was there. I pulled the Excalibur, that Stonehenge's that's surrounded by all the druids in a circle. They had their hands, this was so powerful. Oh my God. I became very emotional during this. They're all holding hands. I was in the middle. And they just said, welcome home, welcome back, welcome home. You were gone for a while. They said you had a mission. You had an important mission and you're back. You're back home. It's been a while. And I saw the dragon. King Arthur. Dragon with Merlin. I just saw everything. I saw the runes. I saw these images and the Vikings. All of these things that were just so beautiful and ancient. And the Knights of the Round Table, all of them, they were all just here. It was just the most intense vision ever. Oh my goodness, so beautiful. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you so much for letting me do this, for being of service to whoever can be on the other end who received their vision. And I hope your vision was intimate. And you connected with that as well, too. This is what this is about. This is what this is for. This 2 hours here on the air of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We get to open up and we get to tap in. And when we do that, we just go in. We transcend time and space. And we are no longer confined to the 3D. We're no longer confined as a finite being. We are remembering ourselves as infinite spirit. How beautiful. With that, we've got to continue this party. We have to continue this music party and uplift the vibrations and celebration of life and magnificence. So I'm going to leave you here with some Beach Boys Vegetables, because it's like that. And we gotta make it light. We always got to make it light. I love you so much. Stay tuned. We got lots more coming your way here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Oh,
table vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so
there was, there you go, where we have it. Some more there from David Sanctius. Further in the forest of feelings. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed all of that. All this has just been phenomenal, everything that's been going on. We're here till 8 p.m. All things are, you know, good and real. And the evidence is here in the spirit world, and the evidence is here connecting. And when we ask to connect to spirit, we ask to come to this juncture. It will come and it will open up. You are opening up the door right here. Listening to the show is opening up the door to the most beautiful, fantastic, absolute, brilliant, highest connection to yourself, and highest connection to you, and highest connection with God. So we must give thanks. We must give thanks for all of these good things that are happening to us at every moment, these beautiful miracles that are happening. And that's why I love doing this, because it's just like everything is, I mean, there is a format. There is a structure, but overall, when we go in, it's creative and it's spontaneous. You know, the angel vinyl pull, it's just magnificent. It's it's free. It's connected to the messages and what we have to hear. And a lot of this, you know, this album is jazzy. It's very jazzy, and, you know, it's very instrumental, which is, it makes sense. You know, a spirit, when we listen to music then we want to connect with spirit, a lot of it is instrumental. You know, the guided meditations, anything, the shamanic healing, the drumming, a lot of it is instrumental. So it makes a lot of sense for when we want to go in and connect on a higher level with music. So it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's so, it's absolutely, absolutely stunning. It's beautiful. So speaking of stunning and beautiful, I mean, we got some Dick Dale. I got some surf. I'm feeling the surf today. I am. And, you know, I'm feeling like I really need to keep the punk going, because I just feel like sometimes when I'm not playing punk, like old school punk in my mix, like it's just like, I feel like there's a part of me that's missing. I mean, for those who know me, old school punk, any type of punk, it's such a huge, big part of my being. You know, I grew up going to punk shows, you know, and, you know, the Boston punk scene, it's really great scene. So to be able to have that, to be able to connect with that and know that that's a huge part of what makes the Boston medium, it's beautiful. It's like if I didn't play 1950s music, that's a big chunk of what makes Boston medium. And I'm glad I can share that with all of you. So I'm glad I have this broad spectrum of punk, and then 1950s, and then it goes to old timey, and then, you know, to gospel. It just continues. Speaking of gospel, I'm here Sundays. So I will be doing Sunday service, and you know it. And so we will be connecting. We will connect to the highest good. Amen. Devil going to get a black eye today. We're going to get a black eye every day. And we're going to praise a rock and roll God. We're going to praise it. And we're going to play all roots Americana. Beautiful, supernatural Americana. And it's just a phenomenal day. Oh my goodness. So please continue to connect with me, to be here with me, to love the way I love, and I'll love the way you love, and we'll just share the love. Keep it going. So here's some Nitro right here. So Dick Dale. Here on the 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Cup Freeform Radio.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
We are almost out, skis. Not quite yet, though. 8 p.m. Stay tuned because of the 7:40, 7:45-ish, we are doing... What do you think we're doing? We're doing the angel messages, and we're going to go in, and it's the best part of the show, actually. It's going to be groovy. It's going to be groovy, baby, and we're going to get the message from Spirit, and everything is just going to be, oh, it's going to be copacetic. Copacetic in the highest form. So, again, I'll be here Sunday doing the Sunday service thing. If you like Roots American music, gospel, bluegrass, country, classical, you know it. We got it here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have it all.
Somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door.
let him in. Ooh, yeah, yeah, let him in now. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Sister Susie.
That song was dope, wasn't it?
I know.
We got the goods over here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. That's what we do. We give it to you. Now it's time for the fun part. Well, it's always fun here, but here's a super fun part of our show. We're going to go in at 7:44, and we have it. We have it right here. We have the messages from Spirit. We're going to connect the vinyl angel card reading, the vinyl angel pull, and I have my starseed cards here that I wanted to share with you just to have some fun. I wanted to incorporate it. There is a limitless way, a vast limitless way to connect with Spirit, so I just wanted to put that out there. Whew. Sometimes you just gotta take some inhales and exhales. Because it's like that. It's really good. I'm really happy and pleased with tonight's show. It's just, I was not expecting the shamanic journeying, the shamanic vision that I got. I was not expecting any of that. That was the most intense, vivid shamanic journey I had live. So I hope I was able to share that experience with someone. So here we go. So we have the David Sanctus vinyl, and I pulled this at random. I had no idea, and apparently is the ex-keyboard player for Bruce Springsteen. So when I pulled this, you know, so again, this genre is like, it's like a progressive kind of like jazz. So yeah, it's 19, you know, It was released in 1975, so, you know, you can imagine what the sound would be. And so there were some songs on here that kind of piqued my interest, where you would see things like saying, The Forest of Feelings, Further in the Forest of Feelings, Crystal Image, you know, things like this nature. And so, you know, and they had a song called Dixie, March of Conditioned Souls, Civil War of the Soul. Oh my God, what is going on here? How did I pull this? I literally saw that. I'm just now realizing. Soul, Civil War of the Soul, Conditioned Soul, Civil War of the Soul. Oh my God, how, this is just crazy. Like, this happens every time I pull a vinyl and I say, Spirit, guide me to the vinyl that is going to give us the message. Oh my God, this is intense. So that is nuts. March of this Conditioned Soul, Civil War of the Soul. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. It's like that. It's very intense. So let's bring in the message. Why we needed to pull, I mean, it's like so self-explanatory. Like, I love how easy this is. Why did we need to pull this? What is the point of all this? And what is it trying to tell us? So let me go in. Let me go in and record this. Okay, there is a strong reminder right now to everyone to really understand everything. Like when we saw this vinyl, there were so many things they were giving us. They were giving us the rainbow and they were giving us the sky. The rainbow signifies the colors of the chakra. So there is a strong pull, obviously, to go to alignment of the chakras, go to your chakras, go to the colors. What are the sensations in your body telling you? What are the sensations? Wherever the sensation goes, that's where you need to work on. So example, if your throat's acting up, if you're coughing or whatever, truth. Where's your truth? Are you really connecting and speaking your truth? Or is there something more you need to communicate? You know, your feet. If you're having trouble with feet, like, are you having trouble being grounded? Like, things like this, nature, that it wants to bring. So you could just do a scan. They want you to do a scan this week of your chakras. And now it's coming in to conditions of the soul. When I saw this and felt this immediately, it's bringing our attention to understanding this week that there's so many things that we are just inundated and brainwashed with. That sometimes we don't realize that our brain immediately just goes on this routine or an automatic. So whether it's thoughts, whether it's doing something, whether we wake up in the morning, what is something you first do when you wake up in the morning? Do you look at your phone? Do you, you know, do you make coffee? What is it that you're doing? So those things, now I'm not labeling or deeming those as bad if that is the things that you do, but it's trying to show us that when you're living in routine, you're not really getting exactly what you need to change what you want out of your day. So if you're in a place right now where you want things to change, what do you need to change? I'm not saying change your routine, but like what I'm saying is, what about your routine can you change that could be different? What can you do differently in your day that isn't so conditioned? You know, because there's so many things we do that are out of expectation of what we do in our day that it brings us out of the space of creativity. So once we get out of the space of creativity, we only veer in one place in what we've been in, and that's in the past. So what you want to do is get yourself out of this so we can have more of an authentic experience here on the earth plane. And to be able to have more of an authentic experience is to be able to experience life fully and completely without these conditions, without these things we're used to doing. So if you're in a place right now, if you're struggling with depression, you're struggling with anxiety, or you're struggling to just, or you're in a relationship, or you're in a job, whatever it is that you're unhappy with, first of all, what's the move you're going to make to say, okay, I have to get out of this and leave this and move on from it and let go? Second, once you're in that process, what is the next thing that you have to do to completely reprogram your brain? Because once you let go of something that you're so used to, you'll notice you have to, there's going to be an ego death. When you let go of something that is such a big part of your life, there's going to be an ego death. And in that ego death, that is the moment to realize, I must do something different. I don't have to do the same things that I was doing. I don't have to live in this space. I don't have to be that person that I was last year or when I was 10 years old. And to believe it or not, of course it's believable. A lot of people, a lot of adults do live in that space when they were 10, or they live in that space when they're a teenager, or they live in that space 10 years ago, or they live in that traumatic experience. So this is such a beautiful gift. It's such a beautiful message to help remind yourself that at any time, at any point in your life, you are not that experience. You are not what happened to you. You are not this condition. You are not this robotic being. You're not an generated AI, generated like idea of a thing. You're a soul, you're a spirit. So how do we come into connection with the spirit and to remind ourselves and break free from that? You know, this song title where it says Civil War of the Soul, Conditioned Souls, March of the Conditioned Souls, Civil War of the Soul. that civil war of the soul that's going on. What are you resisting? So what exactly? You have to go in and say, what the heck have I been resisting lately? What have I been letting block me to not let me do the next thing? What is it that is completely keeping me here on the earth plane so tight and so safe and so attached? Because I guarantee once you detach from these places, there's that freedom. We fear the unknown, we fear letting go, we fear of disconnecting. So we stay in these places because they're safe, and we stay in these safe zones. So spirit is inviting you to get out of these safe zones, to get out of the comfort zone. That is the only way you're going to change your life. It is the only way you are going to change your current situation, whatever it is that you need to get out of. A lot of people, we don't want to experience the loss. We don't want to experience that void, that death feeling that comes after we say goodbye. We say, cut it off, cut and bye. We don't want to experience the unknown, but you've got to do that. That is the courage within the soul to jump forth and make it happen and make it possible. Oh my God, what a beautiful message from our vinyl today. So let's see the next one. We have a little bit. I just want to pull one card before we get off the air because this is just too amazing. Okay, I'm going to pull the Starseed card. It's so easy. It's so beautiful. I remember. Soul plan. The fated life versus the destiny life. I just picked a card that said soul plan. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Holy smokes. Thank you, angels. This is what this is all about. It's all about congruency. It's all about connection. It's all about understanding and making the connection with spirit, because spirit is here for us. They're here for you. This is what this is about. Everybody tuning in to understand that there is something greater beyond ourselves. And for us to pull this card right after we're talking about souls, I remember. You remember who you are throughout the day, throughout work, throughout whatever it is that we're doing in the 3D of this illusion. Always remember who you are. You are spirit. You are an infinite, beautiful being. This is a temporary experience. And the real you is free. The real you is magnificent and powerful and never dies. The real you is the miracle worker of this life, and it gives life, and you are a healer, and you have the ability to change everything. Every single thing. I remember soul plan, the fated life versus the destiny life. Oh my God. You have it. What is your destiny? What is your fate? You create it. You make the story. You write the book. You are the creator, and let's do this together. I love you so much. I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful week. This has been a beautiful, amazing Paranormal Playground Sounds. Oh my goodness. I love this. I am so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful for WMFO and everything that the station has to offer. And thank you for tuning in. And most of all, I'm so grateful for you, beautiful souls, for listening in. Mwah! Have a beautiful night and stay tuned for some Rising with Sky Bar next. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I will see you this Sunday. I'll see you next week. I will see you in all of eternity. Always. I love you so much. Have a good one. We're going to play some more here from David Sanctius right here on WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Woo! We'll be right back.
WMFO in Medford. This is Rising with Skybar. Gonna have a couple guys from Diablo Gato up with me in a little bit, but this is brand new stuff by the Nervous Eaters. Back in a bit. WMFO in Medford.